From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The Columbia School Board approved a revised version of an attendance area map and a transfer policy at last night's meeting. The Columbia Missourian reports the transfer policy allows rising 8th graders to remain at their middle school during the 2020-21 school year, when the redistricting will go into effect. It will also allow rising juniors and seniors to stay at their high schools. Those students who are freshmen in the 2019-20 school year, the school year before the redistricting starts, will have the option to go to the high school in their current attendance zone and switch after their freshman year, or they could start at the new school a year before redistricting goes into effect to remain there all 4 years. The majority of people who spoke yesterday at the board meeting were unhappy with how the presented option does not address the socioeconomic gap in the district, specifically between the high schools. Others spoke about how they appreciated the revisions made to the original proposal known as Option 2, which was first presented to the community in December. The Missouri House has passed a bill to create a monitoring program to track prescriptions for opioids, and it's now headed to the Senate, where past efforts have met pushback. The legislation would allow doctors and pharmacists to see which prescriptions patients are receiving. The goal is to identify patients who are receiving multiple prescriptions for painkillers and address potential opioid misuse. Missouri is the only state without a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. Critics in the House raise concerns that personal health information in a government database could be hacked and questioned its effectiveness in fighting the opioid epidemic. The True False Film Festival kicks off at the end of the month, and this year's organizers are setting lofty goals for sustainability. Last year, True False tasked 32 Green Team volunteers to help divert and reduce waste in Columbia. The crew helped prevent over 87% of the festival's waste from reaching landfills. This year, True False Sustainability Coordinator Patricia Weisenfelder plans to further those goals and is putting an emphasis on waste reduction.
Last year, we gave up straws, and this year, one item that we're really trying to divert is the aluminum trays. Those aren't technically recyclable through the city.
Festival volunteers plan to donate leftover food to local organizations, and Weisenfelder says festival attendees can help by following the signage on waste bins or carrying a reusable water bottle. Multiple states allow felons to vote once they are released from prison, but not Missouri. A bill introduced by State House of Representatives Democrat could change that, and it has bipartisan support. Yesterday, House Democrats and the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus outlined their plans to reform Missouri's criminal justice system. The representatives have Republican support on 3 bills that focus on parolee voting rights, reversal of some marijuana possession convictions, and protecting the rights of children to have legal counsel. House Bill 508 restores the voting rights of people currently on probation or parole. House Bill 292 would require courts to expunge all convictions of marijuana possession of 35 grams or less after December 31st of 1997 and before August 28th of 2019. House Bill 42 would prevent children from waiving their right for legal counsel unless that waiver is made in an open court and is recorded in writing. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.